Could you give me, so I can know. My name is Charlie C. I'm a recovering addict from Detroit, Michigan. The speaker's statement. The NA member chosen to speak at a meeting needs to be someone who is working and living the NA program of recovery, which are the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. In areas where there's not an abundance of NA members with a substantial clean time or experience with the 12 steps and 12 traditions, there's the possibility that a group inexperienced in Narcotics Anonymous may misunderstand NA traditions and invite speakers from outside the NA fellowship. There are several ways to avoid this situation. Our basic text, for instance, reminds us that NA members from other areas are willing to drive long distances to support new groups. The speaker helps fulfill the group's primary purpose, carrying the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. When speaking at an NA meeting, we should be careful to deliver a clear message of recovery by identifying ourselves as addicts, recovering from the disease of addiction. It is not necessary to dwell excessively on our active addiction or war stories, because we all know what it was like to use. We came to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using, and we are here to share our experience, our strength, and our hope of recovery. Again, my name is Charlie C. I'm a recovering addict. And I just want to ask one question right quick. Is there anybody in Ocean City tonight grateful to be clean? I want to share something right quick before we get to this. You know, this is the counterfeit series. And y'all shouldn't have asked us to come up in here because, you know, disease of addiction don't mind if you came and had a good time at the convention, as long as you don't learn nothing. See, Richie C. and Melvin from Chicago and George and all them put the information in envelope for you. We've been asked, me and Ron and Celeste have been asked to lick the envelope, put the stamp on it, and send your ass, wait a minute. This may be a counterfeit meeting. Wait a minute. This might be the holding tank for you having to go to the marathon meeting. Some of y'all in here are going to have to call your sponsor after this meeting. Some of y'all, yeah. For some of y'all, this is a meeting, and for other people in here, this is an emergency. Y'all need to be sitting up in the critical condition department, and I'm not just talking about newcomers. We ain't come all the way from Detroit to hold your ass up. So can we do? The most important thing, some good old, without the color, some good old square basic NA values that have sustained us. You know, the thing that 19 years ago, and I said, I ain't used no dope since October the 7th, 1987. Now, if you ain't excited about that, let me tell you something. It should be a brass band and some clowns coming in here. If you knew me when I used, yeah, it should have been somebody turning a damn cartwheel in here. It's the Mount Mormon Tabernacle Choir all coming in, singing the background while I'm singing. Because a victory for one of us is a victory for all of us. When an addict shares their clean time and they've been able some kind of way to sustain themselves and fight the war. See, because me and Tyrone didn't just come up here to share no meeting. We're looking for some soldiers in here. For the last 17 years that I've been sharing on the road, and me and Ron and all of these guys and Andre and the rest of us and Batman and those people have been on the road with this message, and Robert, I love you.
Yeah. We need some soldiers. We come up here to get some soldiers. We come up here to sign some of y'all up. We come up here to enlist you. You know, we need some of y'all, not no lazy boy, chain, no laid back recovery. We need y'all on the front line. We need some of y'all in the trenches at the H&I meetings. Yeah, I'm sorry. We're going to get to this colorful subject. But we'd like you to come to Detroit next week. We done came out here, rode all the way up here. But if you dare bring your ass to Detroit, you ain't going to never be the same. April the 14th, we're going to be at the Hyatt Hotel. And then, let me just share something else. I was in Chicago last week, and they're having a free convention. Yeah, they have a free convention, prepaid. They done already paid everything. So when you come to Chicago, when is that, Melvin?
It's
going to
be August the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th.
It's a free convention. In other words, you ain't got to pay no registration. You can bring all the newcomers you want. You know, the events for the first and second night is all free. Everything paid for, and ain't going to be no money left to be arguing over, because they're going to either spend it all up or give it all back to the areas that support them. You got to pay for your hotel room. And that's it. Let me get into this. The newcomer is the most important person at this meeting, any meeting of Narcotics Anonymous. Please, keep coming. And the good old basic square stuff that they share in the beginning of this basic text is you don't ever have to use again. See, there's a lot of stuff can be shared up here, honesty. You know, my subject is honesty. You know, in addiction, and I heard George allude to the same fact. You know, addiction, when addiction started to attack my body, when the drugs started to invade my body, there were some things that started to happen. My feelings, my goals, my purpose, my concepts of life started to retreat to my heart to protect themselves from the attack. As addiction started to progress, see some things that done happened that now, even though you're clean, what's your excuse for acting like you're acting now? See, I believe addiction got some disabilities attached to it. When the disease progressed on me, talking about a spiritual program, my values, my honesty, my open-mindedness, my concept, my dreams retreated further to my spirit to protect themselves from the attack. They were under assault. And so now, in recovery, I believe recovery is to help push those things back out. Push out the love. Push out the concern for others. Push out the ideas and the dreams and the progress. See, I found out one of the things that the disease of addiction will do. It's so vicious. It'll make you turn on yourself. And one of the greatest crimes that can ever be committed is when a person keeps stealing from themselves and don't even realize anything is missing. One of the greatest crimes that can ever be committed is when a person keeps stealing from themselves and don't even realize that anything is missing. See, we live way below our privilege. Me and this brother were sharing about some things that, you know, the disease of addiction is so vicious and so cunning and so backward. You can change in this program, but this disease is so powerful, it can change you back. Some of y'all done seen yourselves be compromised and things you said you wouldn't do clean and then changed back. Disease is so vicious,
It'll not only make you deny you got an addiction, it'll make you deny you even got any recovery. See, things in progress be happening in the meetings. We be making improvements in our lives. We be getting challenges, things to try to dare us to succeed. And yet, we'll apologize. We'll insult the God of our understanding. See, I found out that God will show you something that you can see. To describe something and to explain something that you can't see. God will try to show you something that you can see. To later on show you something that you can't see. I see much progress in this program. We apologize for our clean time. That's why I don't mind. Yes, I am bragging. I've been clean almost 19 years. I'm loving it up here. How do 19 years feel clean? Feel it feel good. In fact, my life's so good I can barely stand much more. God's so good to me, I almost can't stand much more. See, this has got to be made attractive. We got to be about doing some things, making some progress. In other words, if the lie about the addict is to be dead, then we need to start owning up to some progress and some improvement in our lives. Some of us is doing good. Because I know, and the hotel is going to later find out, they're going to find that you done stashed a lot of clown suits around here in this hotel. Most of us, yeah, got a clown suit hiding in the closet or stashed somewhere just for the right situation to show you. You know how somebody disappoint us? We're going to show you who you've been fucking with. Yeah. Because one day, you're going to get squoze. You can talk your ass off. One day, life and all that shit you've been sharing and all that stuff you have shared at this podium, you're going to get squoze. You're going to get challenged. You're going to be tested. And we're going to see where you really at. Let me tell you something about these people clean time. You know, it's real impressive. But for some of us, it took all this time to be as retarded as we act right now. It took all this time. Yeah, y'all be expecting, got an unrealistic expectation with the program. It took all this time for us to get as honest as we did. Some of us, we didn't need to have a crackhead Academy Awards. You know, yeah. Because some of us need to win the Academy Award for acting like some stuff don't bother us that really does. This is the award for the best supporting actress in a relationship. We give this award to John. But acting like he's the greatest sponsee kind of fits. You know, I saw this movie with Denzel Washington. Any of y'all seen that? Denzel Washington movie? I got me a counterfeit copy of it. Yeah. They didn't got me. I got me a knockoff copy of Denzel Washington movie. It's what's the name of that movie? The Inside Man. It's a strange thing about that movie. Kind of remind me of what happens in the recovery process. Now wait a minute. Some guys come to this bank disguised as payments. They got what appear to be guns. They come in the back, tell everybody to get on the floor. And at the time, every indication says that this is a bank robbery. And then they get everybody else to put on masks and costumes like we do here in the program. You know, like we get in relationships and we hand a person the script that never worked in none of our relationships. We hand, you know, we go through that, the romance stage. And I like sex on Wednesday, and I like to do it like this, and you know what I'm saying, the early parts of a relationship. So we hand somebody a script based on the last failed relationship we had. You know, a lot of times, yeah, talking about some counterfeits, you can think you're getting some love from a woman or a man. You're getting some coochie, but she ain't really giving you nothing. She giving you the things that she valued the less. You would think I had to find a valuable discovery that I thought women wanted some sex when they really wanted some affection and some attention. You can get a counterfeit encounter in Dayton. But now we're at the bank with Denzel Washington. He shows Denzel that the bank been taken over by these apparent robbers. Denzel Washington is the negotiator. He comes up to negotiate some kind of settlement between the apparent robbery and the people holding the hostages. You know, people will hold you hostage in here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can have a counterfeit area. You can have a counterfeit convention. You can have a counterfeit home group. You can have some unconscious group conscious. Yeah, you can get an unconscious group conscious. And Denzel Washington finally does what's going to happen in this program. He challenges what he sees. He see Denzel Washington go and try to negotiate a settlement with the people who are apparently robbing the bank. And he find out that this ain't no bank robbery. And he challenges the guy with the gun. Come to find out it ain't no real gun. That's just like in the last days of my active addiction. I was ended up in the transvestite crack house. Now that sound real colorful. That's a quick 5 minutes. Yeah. But I end up in the transvestite crack house, and everything was fake. They selling, they ain't even, the dope man ain't even no real dope man. He going and copping dimes, cutting them up to sell us pools. The transvestites ain't even gay. They men that's dressed up to set you up, to stick you up. And wait a minute. I'm in there and I ain't even no real crackhead. See? Because a counterfeit is only made to represent the real thing. A counterfeit ain't the real thing. It's a lookalike. But one thing about a counterfeit, it can't take no pressure. You can have a counterfeit recovering addict. Counterfeit meeting. Counterfeit convention, counterfeit sponsor, soon as you try to put pressure on them. See, the reason we only want to acknowledge the accomplishments and hear the good news about what the addicts are doing to help kill the lie. It's because real recovery will put pressure on you. You know, if Ron told you the process that he really went through to get them degrees, it would put pressure on you. If you understood the young lady who read, Julie, who's sitting there looking so normal right now, if you look a little closer, you won't even know that the last 6 months she faced death and then had 3 brain operations. Now us not sharing our real experience, strengths, and hope. You just listen, you know, many times you'll end up on the NA Gazette on the front page. They'll say some things about you, won't they, Andre? And won't even give you an interview. Yeah, the reporter, I'll make the report. We heard what happened to Sean. But what no one will come and even interview to find out what really happened. A counterfeit can't take no pressure. Yeah, and that's why we need soldiers in this program that can take some pressure. So that we can, in other words, if you know what I found out? I ain't never went to the dope house, knocked on the door. You know, see, because it should be a malpractice suit filed for Narcotics Anonymous with some folks. Because look, we make a big thing when it's a simple program. I ain't never went to no crack house and say, who is it? It's Charlie C. I got some relationship issues. Give me a dime. Wait a minute. Who is it? It's Charlie C. I'm having some problems with what happened when I was 9 years old. Can I have a Big Nick, please? Wait a minute. They've been telling us all this complicated outside stuff about what was wrong with us. At some point, you're going to have to get out of counterfeit recovery. You're going to put a cut. Me and Ryan come up with putting a cut on this program. This program can't take no cut. At some point, you're going to have to find out what you really recovered from so you can end the agony that you're settling with yourself. We got to go back and find what happened in our past so we can stop having them resentment parties with our mama and everybody else. If you think letting go is hard, try holding on. At some point in this process, you're going to have to get honest or we can't help you. You can get misdiagnosed with a non-thorough first step. All these issues we trying to have when I went to the dope house, when I got caught up in my acts of addiction, I wasn't thinking about what happened with my mama when I was 9 years old. I just wanted to feel different, and I just got caught up. It wasn't about all that deep stuff y'all be telling me about. I got caught up. I thought I found something in drugs. I wonder if when I bought the dope from the dope man, if he asked me, what are you buying this dime for? I wonder if you would have said some of that deep stuff when the people at meetings be reading you suicide notes all the time. You think they sharing, but they reading you a suicide note. Talking about, I don't care what nobody said. I don't need no feedback. And in closing, I got the 5-minute thing. There's a part in our literature that is overlooked. And our 4 steps and our steps. And I found out the steps will give you a responsibility. Let's slow that down. Steps will give you a response ability to respond to life in an appropriate manner to do what I really came here to share with you with all this clean time. All these people have been sharing this message, so hopefully we can leave something on your mind so you can change something that you need to change. So we can activate something in you so you can do the thing that you're going to have to do when life jumps out the bushes on you. You're going to have to change. And we've been through many, many what do they say, hard-won experiences, and they shock you when you hear what we done went through clean. When you find out that we ain't perfect and we ain't on no pedestal, it makes the process more real and more practical. Maybe I can do that if we could just get for real up here. Remember when somebody looked you in your face, you be walking past people, you going through something, and some of y'all going through something right now. Some of y'all need to be sitting on the floor up front, because right now you need to share something with somebody that you're dealing with, that, and you got some clean time, and you feel embarrassed by your choices. I have to stop blaming people and places and things. I found out my life is a spitting image of the choices that I done made. You told us you was going through something, but you didn't tell us. You got to tell us the truth, but you didn't get honest with us. You told us you was going through something. You came to an NA meeting, but you didn't tell us you wanted to use. You being held hostage in a relationship, playing yourself short, and you know he don't want you. You know she don't want you. You done won the Academy Award for acting as if everything all right. And you've been new. You're in a relationship with the stunt man. Yeah, the relationship got too tight. You said, cut, hold it. You want responsibility, take care of your kids. Stunt man, he rushed in. So, in closing, the same guy. The brought us here, keep us here. Thanks for letting me share. My name is Charlie Sheen.
Can we thank Charlie one more time? Our next speaker is Celeste Kay from New York.
Okay. Hi, my name is Celeste, and I'm a grateful recovering addict. First, I want to thank God. First and foremost, I want to thank this area for taking the risk and allowing me to share my experience, strength, and hope. Right about now, I'm very nervous. I don't do a lot of screaming and hollering now. And, I'm just going to give you what I got. I came to this convention with a little bit of money. And everybody else was, all my crew was coming, and I didn't want to be left behind. So I made sure I gave the landlord his money. And I had a little bit left. So I hit the road by myself and came up here. And I just came to relax, you know, enjoy myself. I didn't come to share. And I know how God worked in my life. That's the main thing. So I can't even say, you know, Melvin had a little bit. That Melvin right there. He had a little bit to do with it. And I was taught that you don't say no when they ask you to share your experience, strength, and hope. I don't think they should have taught me that. Because when I want to say no, I feel guilty. Unless I got cramps or something. I'm supposed to share counterfeit open-minded. Let me tell you something I like about Ocean City. I think the salt water done got to some of these people. You know, with these titles, you know. I said counterfeit. I've been here 16 years and 3 months and some days. Wait a minute. Right? The last thing I want to talk about is counterfeit. Anything. So, I asked a couple of my support group. Wait. I got to do like Melvin. See, my home group is. We have a dream. On Sunday nights at 8 p.m., right across from the police precinct, round the corner from Dunkin' Donuts, right? And you're welcome to come anytime. I'm real grateful for the amount of meetings that we have here. I'm a spoiled brat when it comes to meeting. A lot of time when I'm going through something, or when I'm not going through something, when I'm just sick of myself, I can make a meeting anytime, you know. But let me try to give you a little bit of something. I want to share with you that the only thing been on my mind is the second step. You know, honesty, open-minded, and willingness, right? And I spoke to my grand sponsor. I'm glad he's here. He's here. And I don't usually talk to a lot of people. Really, I don't even tell nobody I'm a share. So a couple of people tell me, I'm like, how you know? Because I don't really, I don't like that. I've been here long enough to get in enough trouble to know that I really need to let my life float on its own. You know, we don't need to orchestrate anything, you know. I don't need to put my foot in it, my crooked hand, none of that, right? Because I think too much. But anyway, I said, well, so what the heck is counterfeit? I'm an addict. First thing always come to my mind, other than God, is money. Counterfeit money spends just like regular money. You know? That's how I think. It could be purple. If you take it, I'm going to spend it. You know? And then somebody gave me this word, illusion. Right? Then I started thinking, I said, well, you know, I'm not that deep right now. I want to keep it simple. I mean, it's 12-something. You know, it's almost 1 o'clock, right? I ain't feeling all of that. You know what I'm feeling? I'm feeling when it said, when the basic text said, I wrote it down. Now, you know how I've been here 16 years, so I came in riding on this real nice pink cloud that had a tag on the front of it. It said, I know. Right? You said, well, Celeste, blah, 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 I know. And I know. I got it, no problem, I know. Then I stayed around here a little while and they told me the word changed to epic. Recovering addict, using addict, don't know they are addict, national anthem is effort. I know. I like that better. In the basic text, it says, I'm not good at quoting stuff. It says, somewhere in the basic text. I got it wrote right here, but I like somewhere better. I used to think that I had all the answers, but today I'm glad to know that I don't. When I came to narcotics, when I was using, I had all the answers. There was only one story, one script, one line, mine. Right? It had to go my way, though it didn't make sense. What kind of world is this when I can't be happy using drugs, getting high, manipulating, lying and cheating? How can I not have the perfect world? But I kept getting a busted eye, a big lip, evicted, disowned. That's outside stuff. Then I started getting disgusted, shame. I wanted to commit suicide. I wasn't going there. Let me tell you something. And just for the day, on page 22. I won't remember this tomorrow. It said, learning and recovery is hard work. The things we most need to know are often the hardest to learn. So I was listening to Charlie C. Blow It Up. Talking about this, y'all got these soldiers. I don't like coming up here anymore. The first time I shared in front of a lot of people, I don't really talk about this. I think I had about 2 years clean. And I did my first convention, the New York convention, the opening meeting. Now, when you got 2 years clean, excuse me for those of y'all that got 2 years clean, like my buddy over there. I had the eye nose. And I was floating on this cloud, and I was real happy. I'm sharing about counterfeit open-mindedness, right? Coming on down this road of recovery, I wish I could share a joke with you, but you gotta be careful. I have to be real careful. And right now, I'm not thinking about I gotta be so careful not to use a drug. I gotta be careful that I don't, like, kill myself, hurt myself, while I'm trying to learn not to hurt others. On this road of recovery, I got a blind side. I stayed clean long enough to find that out. I stayed clean long enough to find out how come I need a God of my understanding. How come I desperately need him? Because I got a blind side. It wear a top hat. My blind side is something else. I would love to stand up here and tell you it's the disease, but it looks so cute with the top hat on. I'm not sure yet. All I know is when it comes, it makes me lean on God more. It makes me make more meetings. It makes me call my sponsor more. So things popped in my head about counterfeit. I was like, denial. Denial. I had to get clean to find out that I can walk for many days in denial and not know it. Because I'm too busy saying, I know. You ever been in a relationship and you the only one knew you was in it? I know. I knew the whole time till it was over. And then I will not come, he didn't tell me he didn't know. You ever went to, like on my job, right? I'm a supervisor, right? I don't like being a supervisor. Really, my whole thing, as long as you do what gotta be done and make me look good, I won't bother you. Long as they don't mess with my check. Long as we get the paperwork done, I want to be a cool supervisor. So the illusion is that I'm cool for a while till it's time to have a meeting. And when I get ready to have a meeting, all this stuff come out. Because I've been under this illusion that I was cool. All this confusion. How come everything was looking real clean and neat orderly, on time. Where did this come from? And I'm clean. Clean time. Recovery. That's what I'm trying to get at. I'm walking around. I'm just as clean as I could be. I got some soap. Little perfume. On the inside, I got a little bit of spirituality. I got some people that love me, that I love. And it's amazing to me why we gotta stay vigilant. It's amazing to me, one of the most profound things in this fellowship that has helped me in my recovery is the willingness to want to help somebody else. I'm not the help somebody else kind. I'm like the quick fix it, right? Because I was thinking about, where my girl at? She falling asleep over there. She stopped me in the hallway, and I said, maybe I should have stayed with her a little longer. But I'm like this. I've been coming long enough to have my own pain and experience. We ain't got to draw it out. I already know if you don't pick up, you're going to be all right. I already know that. I have a son that went to prison. It shocked me just as much as it shocked the whole community. You laughing. I'm dead serious. I almost walked in front of a bus because my mind couldn't conceive what reality was showing me. Clean. All right, let's get off of that one. Jesus Christ. I wasn't going there. Let me tell you something. It made me sit down. It made me back up and get quiet for a minute. It made me like, wait a minute now. All that stuff was funny when I was using drugs. I break up with somebody, three or four of my girlfriends, we'll sit around the coffee table, talk about them like a dog, go out and they get another one. Right? Give me a bottle of Alizé, some cocaine, some reefer, put some music on. Next day, I was over it. Once the high was gone, I was over whatever I thought I was feeling. I was on to the next one. But I get clean, and I don't have nothing to hide them feelings. I don't have nothing that even when I want to be under illusion. I was thinking, I was like, now how the heck I'm going to talk about counterfeit? And I got 12 steps in my life that I live consistently on a daily basis. It is very difficult to play the fool role with some steps in your life. I'm serious. It's very difficult when I want to go left. Recovery said, I devil dog dare you. Go ahead, try it. You think there's, you not, come on, Celeste, you don't really, come on now. Come on, let's think about this. You don't really think you can get over again. You don't really think there's another way you could do this. How they say it in recovery, repeat the same thing, expecting different results. Y'all hear a ringing? Let me tell you something. Okay, fine. All right. Another thing I wanted to share that I got out of whatever I'm supposed to be talking about, closed-mindedness, right? Is in the 12th tradition where it talks about our anonymity. When I first got clean, and even up until today, I tell people this all the time. I'm the recovering addict because I got to keep coming around y'all who got it together. Because it takes 90 minutes for a meeting, and 15 of those meetings, I'm sitting there trying to clear my mind of judging who's standing up in front of me. Anonymity teaches us to focus on the message and not the personality of the messengers. So sometimes, some of us that's in my support group, we purposely get up and go out of our area because we don't know the personalities, so that we can get a clear message without that noise, that preconceived stuff with our recovery self that's in our mind. That's why I came here. I ain't come here for y'all to know. I leave a quiet, simple life now. I wish I had some drama for you. Not for real, somebody else drama. I'm scared without. No drugs, no drama. I'm dead serious. You laughing, I'm dead serious. No drugs, no drama. I can't handle drama clean. Don't even like the way it smell, look, feel, none of that. The primary principle of open that mind is we can never, I wrote it down, can't even read it. We can never do alone. Closed-mindedness is alone. Open-mindedness is together. Open-mindedness say, I can admit I need help and go look for the help. That's beautiful. I can admit I ain't got a dollar in my pocket. I don't have no problem admitting that. Sometimes my pride and ego have a problem telling you I need help. But if I'm going to stay open in this process, let me tell you something, and I'm through with this. The biggest word for me today, I have words every day. My biggest word today is we. Not me, we. What I can't do alone, we can do together. Newcomer, don't use it, get better. Thank you for letting me share.
For our next speaker, we will have Ron H.
Named Ron, and I'm here by God's grace and God's mercy. It is my unequivocal pleasure to be here with you. I want to do some bonding, mainly because I just want to share my process with you. In the second step, right, it says it's the process of coming to believe that restores us to sanity. So what I want to tell you is that I'm in the process. I'm not a finished product. And I have started. So I'm not sort of stuck. All right? I'm real pleased with where I'm at these days. I thank God much, check it out, for his protection. I've been through a lot in my life, no more than you. The characteristics might be a little different. I was completely unwilling. Today my life has changed with my relationship with willingness. This is the counterfeit series. I'm gonna talk about what I've been sent here to talk about. I have no idea what the fuck that is. It is none of my goddamn business. I have come to Ocean City, Maryland, by way of New Brunswick, New Jersey. I'm from the greater New Brunswick area, Narcotics Anonymous, and my home group is Cha Cha Cha. I know that in the first step, in the basic text, it says, that in Narcotics Anonymous, staying clean must come first. It would not imply that it something must come first if it wasn't understood that after that, something else is supposed to happen. The counterfeit piece is that, check it out, some of our members seem to remain in a fucking coma. And some of our members enable that comatose condition by telling people, oh shit, you stay clean today, that's all that matters. I can help your ass stay clean. Shit, you need that kind of higher power, bring your head up here. I'll take my ball peen hammer out, smash you in the fucking head. You'll go into a coma for 7 years. When you blessed to come out of that coma, your ass will be 7 years clean. But the first thing you'll want to do upon arrival 7 years later is check it out, do an inventory on the channel, on the quality of the crack and the quality of the heroin. Because there won't be any change. I believe it is absolutely counterfeit to stick around here and stay clean and not do a motherfucking thing with my life. This program charges me. It charges me and it challenges me to self-actualize. It challenges me to find out, check it out, who the fuck am I? Who am I? Huh? We walk around here, check it out, not one of us in here who claim addict status. I'm not talking about abusers. I'm not talking about people doing drive-bys, people having weekend rendezvous. I'm talking about addict status. Not one of us near claiming addict status is without having a box cutter slice on their soul. Our souls and our spirits have been cut and traumatized. And because of trying to medicate, check it out, trying to medicate my soul, I turned to a counterfeit experience. I don't seek through prayer and meditation. Check it out. I seek through pussy. Huh? I seek through gambling. All right. I seek through trying to get my serotonin and dopamine going any way I can because the cuts in my soul and my spirit are so deep that I just need to feel better without having a disciplined way to do that. Wait a minute. Check it out. It says we suffer from a disease that expresses itself in ways that are antisocial and that makes detection, diagnosis, and treatment difficult. All right? They're talking about the soul and the spirit. They're talking about an inability to put my finger on the problem. What is the problem? Why am I doing what I'm doing? And check this out. And how much has it interfered with my raison d'etre French for a reason for being. Why the fuck am I here? Why the fuck am I here? Is life just a bitch and then we die? Wait a minute, check it out, check it out, check it out. It says, right? It says, and it works how and why, some wonderful, eloquent shit, right? It says, check it out, this is an attempt step. This is after serious work, serious work, huh? Serious work, introspection, looking inside. Having to check and check out my internal environment. The counterfeit recovery is just taking an inventory of the external environment. You know, being overly concerned about a job. We need a job. Check it out. This is what I found out. This is what I'll tell you. God takes care of his messengers. Now, a messenger is not necessarily somebody who comes to the podium. It's an inventory question. Huh? And which way are you carrying the message? And who are you carrying the message to? We gradually and carefully pull ourselves out of the loneliness and isolation of addiction and into the mainstream of life. Do I have the skills and the ability, check it out, to engage mainstream living? Or am I going to be, check it out, clean, check it out, and crazy, check it out, counterfeit? And still nobody wants me in their life because I don't have the ability to rejoin mainstream society. Because check it out, without the use of drugs, Edward Hyde, Dr. Jekyll's counterpart, still lives. Edward Hyde, Jekyll had counterfeit. Counterfeit recovery. Henry Jekyll was his name. Jekyll out there went through what we all go through, the crackhead and the dope fiend. Jekyll, Henry Jekyll said, no more. No more. He crushed his vials up. He got rid of his white crystalline powder. But he had a reservation. His counterfeit reality had a reservation. He still maintained the room in the district of Soho that he rented for Edward Hyde. When he smashed his vials up and flushed his, check it out, white crystalline powder, he did not shut down his whole system. He kept the room. And Hyde was of a smaller stature. If you read the book by Robert Louis Stevenson, written in 1886. He kept Hyde's clothes in that room in Soho. And that night, Henry Jekyll went to sleep, and without the use of drugs, he turned into Edward Hyde. Are we Henry Jekyll? Are we Edward Hyde? Women, check it out, check it out. Who the fuck are you? Who are you? Have you, check it out. Have you bothered to really find out? It's a process, and it's a painful process because we gotta confront this shit that, check it out, through the use of drugs, goes over here. Without drugs, pussy. Shopping. New car. But always without some kind of spiritual antibody on the cuts on the soul, we tend to continue to use over and over and over again. We see ourselves as we really are. Tenth step. Accepting our good qualities along with our defects, knowing we can change with the help of a higher power. We are becoming what we were meant to be all along. All along. Wait a minute. Who the fuck are we meant to be? We are extraordinary people having an extremely difficult time being ordinary. It's hard for us to be Joe Banana, one of the bunch. Hard for us to be just regular. Who are we? Wait a minute. How do I remove myself? Check it out. How do I remove myself from being counterfeit to being authentic? How do I challenge myself? Can I stand your criticism? Because the haters, they're going to come out the woodwork. And some of these haters, check it out, we think they got recovery, and they counterfeit like a motherfucker. Oh, I know about it. Trust me. And check this out. And I don't give a fuck. I've passed opinions. The only opinion that is qualitative in my life is that of God. It's a wonderful opinion. And you know what? What recently has happened to me is that I don't need 100,000 people anymore up my ass. I don't need that. All I need is authentic motherfuckers around me. And God. Genuine. Wait a minute. This is not Ron H. This is simply a rendering of what the fuck our group conscience gives us. Say, for our group purpose, there's but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Huh? He may not express himself too. Depending on how drunk we are. He may not. He may say, fuck you. You on your own. Huh? You know, addicts learn through pain. Groups learn through pain. Groups don't relapse, they fold. We practice ongoing adherence to our newfound values, thereby strengthening their importance in our lives. We saw that by making our spiritual development our primary focus, other aspects of our lives will progress naturally as they were meant to. All along, it keeps telling us that we are supposed to be somebody who we are denying. 33-262. Annandale Reformatory. 51-410, Trenton State Prison. 62-524, Rahway State Prison. 54-45, Trenton State Prison. Look, I got all kinds of messages that I would never, ever amount to shit. And if I listen to those messages, I would remain a counterfeit human being. Just a fragment of who the fuck I'm supposed to be. And I need not be afraid of who I am. Need not be afraid. Go on, you say you got 11 steps, you're not Milli Vanilli. You got an 11th step. Just go. Well, who am I going to be? It's none of your business. You got a third step. Why are you trying to hold on? It's none of your business. Just go. Just go and do this. I don't know if I can do this. Did you pray? Check it out. We saw it through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understand him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us, check it out, and the power to carry it out. That implies that there's already a relationship. I'm improving something that currently exists. And if I don't know it exists, it means that I got a counterfeit seventh step. Because in the seventh step, I meet God.
In this seventh day, we humbly asked him.
Right.
To remove our shortcomings. After I've done all I can do in this sixth step, all I can do, any kind of sin, effort that surfaces in the sixth step is going to deny me access to God in the seventh step. The authentic sixth step is for me to tell on myself. Tell somebody. Let somebody know. Check it out. What it is that I'm working on. What it is that's eating. Tell somebody. Somebody. I'm not telling you to go to the group. Check it out and drop your whole shit in the group. The group sometimes ain't so motherfucking loving. The group sometimes don't have your back. Now when I say that, check it out, I'm talking about the sickness. Members have sickness. And members bring sickness. Just like the disease don't wait outside the door. The sickness of the members don't wait outside the door. They bring the sickness with them. So we're on different, check it out, different rates of recovery, different levels of development. Sometimes the group members talk about other group members.
That's right.
Gossip. Yeah. Kick you to the curb. Sometimes call your significant other before you get home from the meeting. I hear about that shit. Am I willing? Check this out. Listen, this is some real serious shit. Back to who's an addict. All right? And up to the first step, it says, listen to this. You've heard it. In the first step, it says, we become willing to do whatever's necessary to stay clean. Even the things we don't like doing. Now, what are the things that will get in your way of recovery if you don't do them? What are the things? Wait a minute. And it progresses now. Check this out. In Judgment Day Living the program, it says we must be willing to do whatever is necessary to recover. The question is, when we pray and ask God for direction, check it out. When we do that, do we listen? Do we listen? Huh? In my prayer and meditation, God gives me assignments and sends me to different tasks. I can either listen or do what I've always done, not listen. And if I do what I've always done, I'll get what I've always got. I want a different quality of life. Different quality of life. So I've been listening to God and I'm working on some things in my life. Sometimes I want to quit on life. What does that mean? That doesn't mean shoot no dope. I shot heroin for 25 years, all right? I ain't had a drug dream in 13 years. I just don't have them anymore. Must be something that I'm working on that prevents the drug dream from coming. The last heroin dream I had was in 1993 when I was in a wheelchair with a herniated disc and between lumbar 4 and 5. I thought I'd never walk again, and I was in such pain that I dreamt of a bag of heroin for pain relief, not to get high. I am a doctoral student, PhD in psychology with a specialization in addiction. I have a master's degree in human services. I'm a licensed professional counselor in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, clinical license. I have a private practice in the basement of my home. I see patients, mostly addicts, some for $5, some $425. Check it out. Nobody gets turned away. God takes care of his messengers. God will let me. God will say, go on, do it, Ron. I'll take care of you. I'm a certified alcohol and drug counselor in New Jersey. I'm internationally certified alcohol and drug counselor. I'm a certified addiction counselor in Pennsylvania. I'm a certified social worker. I have a license in New Jersey to do that. I don't know what the fuck I do with that. All right? My point is that God tells me to do certain things. Just do them. All right? It's not for the money. It's not for the dollars, man. All right? God take care of me with the dollars. I make more money working than I was in prison. They gave me 20 to 25 years for robbing Central Jersey Bank and Trust Company. They locked my ass down for quite some time, all right? Let me tell you what, I make more money working than I ever made robbing banks, all right? Only thing I've got to do is listen to God. What do you want me to do, God? What do you, willingness? What do you want me to do? Huh? I don't know. I don't know what the future holds for me. It's none of my business what I'm supposed to do. I don't know. I don't know. Check it out. I show up here in Ocean City. I work today. I teach. I teach addiction counselors on Saturday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Get them ready for the international written examination. I got up at 6:30 this morning. It would have been easy to say no. I'm done. I actually have served. I've served. This ain't the only service. You think there's only service, you're stuck. Yeah. There's this big meeting out there called life. The one that we're supposed to go into and rejoin. Our children, our nieces, our nephews, our aunts, our uncles. My father's in Jersey Shore Medical Center. In the intensive care unit. Been there for about 5 weeks. Any minute now, waiting for the phone to ring and say he died. The man is near death. I'm in Ocean City. I don't have speakeritis. I listen, I say no. I say no. Sometimes. I don't take every commitment people ask me to do. I'm not people pleasing. And I don't think that God's going to drop me because I don't step up to the plate here. I step up to the plate every day. Yeah. Every day out here. I got a 15-year-old patient in my practice. He's struggling. He's talking about everything but the fact that he's gay. I know he's gay. His mother doesn't know he's gay. His grandmother doesn't know he's gay, but I know he's gay. God damn it, I assessed him, but I haven't told him yet that I know it. Because check it out, only he can admit that for himself. He's having bad. I'm trying to do with this kid, prevent his ass from taking one of these seats. Don't think I don't know, you gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender, questioning people. Huh? Don't think I don't have an idea of pain you suffer from theological ostracism, from secular ostracism. I know all about you. You use drugs to medicate the environment. More obvious than some of us who aren't gay and lesbian and transgendered and bisexual and questioning. That we're medicating sexual abuse, been raped, been incest in your life. Huh? Some of you guys that don't talk about, check it out, don't talk about being fucked when you were like 10 and 11 years old. Oh no. What have we been medicating all of these years? It's time to heal. It's time to heal. If you don't know how to address your issue, hook up. I'm absolutely willing to retreat from this podium. It has been my pleasure being here with you. I'm 57 years old. 1:30 at night makes for a long fucking day. All right? I want to thank y'all for having me. I'm an addict named Ron. I love you guys.